There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
This Gamertag episode is brought to you by Gamefly. If you've ever wanted to try a game before you bought it, you should try Gamefly. It's the best way to buy and rent all your favorite games and movies. They're the leading video game rental service with over 9,000 titles to choose from. Just pick your favorite games and have them mailed straight to your door. Then keep them for as long as you want and never worry about late fees. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Visit Gamefly.com/gamertag to start your free 30-day trial today. That's Gamefly.com/gamertag.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, everyone. This is Pete Rock with Gamertag Radio here at E3 2016. Once again, we're here with the folks from Rebellion and checking out Sniper Elite 4. I'm here with Robin Cook, PR manager. And for those unfamiliar with the Sniper Elite franchise, what is the Sniper Elite franchise all about?
Well, I mean, I think the title kind of gives it away a little bit, but what people don't probably know about the game is that the Sniper Elite series is very stealth-focused. It's also always set in World War II. We're very much dedicated to telling stories in World War II that maybe a lot of games haven't. We're still one of the few World War II games in this current generation, which is very exciting. So what we do is we combine some like core stealth pillars where you've got obviously sneaking, hiding, doing melee kills from behind cover. We've now got a lot of clambering and traversing across these huge environments in southern Italy, and obviously the sniping plays a big part of it. We've got one of the calling cards of the series is obviously the kill cam, where you see the shots and the sort of what happens to the enemies when they're hit by bullets. But the most satisfying thing about the Sniper Elite series is the ballistics. It's your shots are impacted by wind, by gravity. You've got to take a lot of care over your shots. You even have to think about your heart rate. If your player is running around a lot, his heart rate is going to be high and the shots will be less steady. So it's got a nice mix of simulation and kind of action.
All right, so I know I've played a couple of your previous titles. I've played 3. I played the zombie apocalypse sniper game. That was nuts and scary at the same time. But having played the previous ones, is Carl still the main character in the game?
Yeah, Carl Furban is our main character. He's changed sides in this game. He was previously part of the organization that became the CIA. That was as an agent. He's half German, half English, but he grew up in America, so he has an American accent as well. So he's a bit of an interesting character. But in this, what's different is that he's working for one side, you know, the Allies, and then when he goes in behind enemy lines into Italy before the main Allied invasion, he's got to start making friends with the right people, like the Italian resistance and some other organizations as well, which will drive the story. And he's got a few decisions to make. You know, we're not talking Telltale here, but it's a bit different to his previous narratives, which is kind of interesting.
Okay. How has the franchise evolved since the last game?
It's definitely in terms of the choice of freedom. You know, Sniper Elite V2 was, I guess, the game that really broke the series out into the mainstream. But if you compare the levels then and even to Sniper Elite 3, it was quite narrow, it was quite linear. And you were in Berlin, so the environments weren't as diverse. Sniper Elite 3 changed all that by having much bigger, more open levels that have multiple objectives. But they were still, you know, channeling you down certain areas. It was in North Africa, which changed up the palette, which was really nice. And a lot of games haven't shown North Africa at all. But what Sniper Elite 4 brings to the table is the most diverse range of environments you're ever going to have. You can have nighttime, daytime levels. You can have coastal levels, beautiful fishing villages. Then the level that you'll have played, Viaduct, is set high up in the sort of foothills in southern Italy. So you've got all kinds of different environments, and they are absolutely huge. The smallest level on Sniper Elite 4 is 3 times bigger than the biggest level on Sniper Elite 3. So you're being dropped into proper sandboxes as opposed to linear levels.
Yeah, I saw the environments were beautiful. And the question begs to be asked, are we playing on 4K experience here, or are we staying with the 1080 experience?
So obviously this is 1080 on consoles. Sniper Elite 3 was actually native 1080p on both consoles as well. I know some games have struggled, but our tech team are great. We use our own internal engine, Azure, and so we've managed 1080p native on the last two games. Obviously on PC, you can whatever. I mean, I'm not a PC gamer, but man, if you've got a decent card, a decent setup, you can get that pushed up as high as you want.
Okay. I think the original launch date was 2016. Are you guys sticking with that?
No, we actually announced yesterday that we're moving into 2017. It's going to be February 14th, Valentine's Day for everyone. And what's nice is it's a global launch, so it's going to be the same day for everyone. But the reason for that really was that we've also got Battlezone coming out on PlayStation VR. It's a launch title. And, you know, we're an independent studio and we're a moderate size. So we've got a lot of resources, but we thought that releasing two AAA games in the same quarter was just something that didn't seem sensible at the time. We want to give both games room to breathe, and people like me and the shared team, so we've got QA and marketing, people like that, I think we can breathe a bit easier now the two games have got a bit of a gap between them. But right. We're showing it here, obviously, the alpha build, and we're really happy with where the game is currently.
So if you're launching in February, I don't want to name the other guys, right?
Yeah.
But launching so close to your competition, is that a decision that you guys came across easily, or you guys feel real confident that you guys can stand against that?
Oh, it was hilarious. We both announced our launch date on the same day. So I think both teams didn't know what the other teams were doing. We've never spoken about it. It's quite funny. They're a couple of weeks apart, and we're actually very different games. I think while they've got the word sniper in the title, I think there are people who can like both, and there are people who've picked their side. But I mean, I think historically we've got the reputation of, like, we've, you know, won awards and stuff with Sniper Elite games. Sniper Elite 3 reviewed very well, and we believe that Sniper Elite 4 will do even better. So we're confident about the game, and it's really about delivering the best you can, not really worrying about anyone else.
All right, so you mentioned VR with Battlezone, but sticking with the Sniper Elite franchise. Me personally, I've always loved sniper games, and I think having an either AR or VR would be an amazing delivery model. I mean, you're creeping around, you know, with the VR headset and shooting. Is that something that Rebellion has maybe considered or thought of, either for future Sniper Elite franchises?
We get asked this every time. I think every time we get an interview, are you going to do VR Sniper Elite? We're not working on one at the moment. We've done internal sort of tech demos and stuff where we've had a look at what third-person gameplay is like. Battlezone is a bit of an easier proposition because the original game was the first VR game ever. It's first person, it's in a cockpit. That's something the body can imagine and work with and perceive very easily in VR. Third person games are a bit different. I think Edge of Nowhere, done by Insomniac's, done really well, and I think they've shown you can do third person action games in VR. But Sniper Elite's got elements that maybe wouldn't work. I think following the bullet in the bullet cam would be very uncomfortable in VR. So it would have to be from the ground up experience, I think. I don't think it's something you'll patch in, and it's certainly not anything that we're working on at the moment. But, you know, if VR gets big, we'll consider things. You know, we'll work out whether we've got IP that works with it in the same way Battlezone was perfect, or maybe, you know, another franchise. We just don't know yet.
Okay. So you mentioned consoles, PC. Obviously, I'm assuming we're going with all of the popular platforms, Xbox, PlayStation 4. I know we played with the PlayStation 4 controllers, at least here in the PlayStation 4. Was that your lead development platform?
No, all developers lead on PC originally, because that's what you work with, and the dev kits are effectively PCs in their own way. We're actually well known for we do all our PC stuff in-house. So I hope that games will be pleasantly surprised. This is going to be a game that you're going to feel you're getting the equal standard in terms of the visuals, in terms of the stability of the frame rate, in terms of the features, whatever platform you're on. Naturally, if you're a PC player, then you can amp up a lot of things visually. So yeah, we're pretty proud of our cross-platform efforts, and we're experienced in doing multi-platform stuff from our old days when we were making games for publishers, but now we're doing our own thing and we support as many platforms as we can.
All right, excellent. And you said February 14th, Valentine's Day, V-Day. Hey, yeah, for World War II, that's amazing. For more information for our listeners, and they wanted to get more information for either Rebellion and or Elite Sniper, where can they go?
So you can head to rebellion.com, and you can head to sniperelite4.co.uk or sniperelite4.com even. And then obviously we're on Twitter at sniperelite and at rebellion as well.
All right, Robbie, thank you very much for taking the time out. Talk to us. All right.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.